Okay, so welcome to the Yorkville Public Library Board of Trustees meeting. It's October 14th, 7 p.m. Can I have a roll call, please?
Yes. Edmund?
Here.
Rodriguez is absent. Walter?
Here.
Brethage?
Here.
Chacon is absent. Crawford?
Here.
Dennis?
Here.
Forrestal?
Here.
And Garcia is absent.
Okay. And we do have a quorum. Okay, let's see, recognition of visitors. So we have Dixie here and Lisa. All right, amendments to the agenda. Does anybody have anything they want to add or change? Okay. And why don't we look at the minutes from last couple of meetings? We had a personnel meeting and we also had our board meeting from last month. Go ahead and produce those and let's approve them. Make a motion to approve the minutes.
Okay. Walter?
Yes.
Brendage?
Yes.
Crawford?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Forrestal?
Yes.
Edmund?
Yes.
Okay. Do we have any correspondence? Susan's not here, so if we could peruse.
There's one error that I'd like to note. Page 1 of 10 under the bills, which is on the credit card statement. The city wants us to pay as much as we can on credit cards so that we get points, I guess. Where it says Tribune Employment Ad, $776.73. That is not for an ad. It's for the Tribune subscription.
So the one on the next page?
That's another subscription. A number of, like, Beacon News.
Okay.
But it's not ads.
Okay. Looks like we had quite a bit of expenditure for the month. See, thermal systems came in at $6,723.
That was for the chiller part.
And then Trico as well, $7.77.50. That was two different dates.
And your war sign, that's their second payment?
That was the second.
Okay, so they're all paid up.
They're all paid up.
Okay. And now we start paying NICOR to heat the building. Glad that's not my gas bill.
So we don't have to worry about the AC now, right?
No, shouldn't have to.
I see on under miscellaneous income, this is on the Yorkville Public Library, what is this, fiscal 2020 budget report, page one. Under miscellaneous, is that the rental of the room, why it's 120% for income?
Miscellaneous income?
Yeah, I was just wondering.
No, rental income is the room rental.
Oh, okay.
Miscellaneous is, I don't know why that number is.
Well, we're doing good in that category.
Anytime somebody takes a test here.
Okay.
So for proctoring and stuff like that.
Okay.
I make a motion that we pay our bills for accounts receivable of $44,919.25, two payroll periods for a total of $38,775.98, for total disbursements of $83,695.23.
Walter?
Yes.
Brendish?
Yes.
Crocker?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Forrestal?
Yes.
And Hedman?
Yes.
So, we have the report of the auditor.
Okay, this is the September report. There's a number of things that I'd like to highlight for the record this evening. Under facility management, we were fortunate to have the football players from middle school come out on October 3rd and spread the mulch. This was cost for 28 yards of mulch was $642. 34 football players came and did the job in about an hour and a half. So special thanks to the coach and the students as well as the parks department for coordinating this project. It saved us the labor of doing the mulch project. A number of other things will be coming up on the remainder of the agenda, so I won't be speaking about that now. Public relations, second annual ice cream social. It was a huge success with over 225 people in attendance. We ran out of ice cream once again. We had 200 cups of ice cream donated by Meadowvale. This year we had more activities. We had a cartoonist, Poet on the Spot, Balloon Artists, Henna Tattoos, Bracelet Craft. I want a special thanks to all the board members and their families that came out and volunteered, as well as the friends of the library. And of course to the staff, Cheryl, Jeanette, Shelley, and Dixie, and the other staff members that were part of the planning work that day. We had a spin the wheel for prizes activity, and we once again thank Todd Hedman for paying for the band to perform. After each social, we meet to go over what worked and where we need to make improvements for the next year. What we've decided, because it was so hard to get people to leave at 4 o'clock this year, we're going to do it from 1 to 3, which will give us an hour to clear the building. People were amazed that everything was free. The only thing that cost us $50 for the poet on the spot, $50 for the cartoonist. Everything else was free. So it's going to be a yearly event. Mm-hmm. So we're ready for the third annual in September. So any board members want to talk about their perceptions?
Yeah, my daughter was at host. She had a ball. We had a ball. I mean, I think it was really well organized. The staff did a lot of hard work, you could tell, and just seemed like everything was moving flawlessly, which was a great testament to the group of people that work here. So thank you for everything you guys did. It was great. It was a lot of fun. I could hardly pull her out of here. So.
My daughter and her friend, they had a great time, whether it was the tattoos or spin the wheel, whatever it was, they really enjoyed it.
So some of the board members were Googling the coffee mugs, so I did give some of you your coffee mugs that day. So if you did not get one, let me know so you have a coffee mug in your future.
It's a good coffee mug.
Let me know and I'll get it.
Okay.
Special events. We had food for fines for the month of September. It was a record year with 480 items donated to the Kendall County Food Pantry. Special thanks to Cheryl and her staff for the job well done. Laura Underwood, our representative, had a meeting here last Sunday, and she was actually here and met with the constituents here in the meeting room.
Was that advertised?
And what she did the advertising.
She did, okay.
Yeah, she's in charge of advertising for her events here. Meetings, I met with Police Chief Jensen on October 2nd before our joint meeting with PADS and department managers and board president on October 3rd to provide background information about last year's season and also to prepare for this year's season, which starts October 20th. We had a successful staff day this past Friday dealing with homelessness. We showed the movie The Public, and we broke off into small groups for discussion. We took notes. We came back to the large meeting group, and each small group reported back to the large group. I recognize Shelley Augustine at the October 8th City Council for 10 years of service, and also attending with board members, friends, and staff. Library operations, I provided the personnel committee of the board with the director's self-evaluation. We're continuing to book the meeting room for legal depositions, and that's with no advertising, it's just word of mouth. So continue to book those. We've received our per capita grant for next year in the amount of $21,151.25. We have also received this month a huge amount of funds in our development fees in the amount of $89,900. We have spent $40,200 for future order of materials for the collection. We've planned programs for children and adults on financial literacy during the month of October. That was from the financial literacy grant of $500. And that's written at hand.
Did we send the middle school a thank you? Did we send the football players a thank you?
I'm in the process of sending it to the coach.
Okay.
I'd love to drop some brains off the hand.
And next, as you have here, next board meeting is not on the 11th, it's on the 18th.
We're closed on that day. Mm-hmm. And we did vote on that last year, so it's on the list of scheduled board meetings.
Okay.
That was a test to make sure you read the director's report.
Okay. Let's see. No. City Council liaison. So, standing committees. I know the Personnel Committee has met. Physical Facilities met. You want to talk about Physical Facilities?
Well, is that later. That's coming up later.
Okay. Yeah, I guess it's all it. Wow, all this.
Okay. Yep.
All right. So, I guess let's go to unfinished business. Digital sign update.
The original company that Aurora Sign recommended for the electrical work was Platt Electric, and they came out to look at the sign and to send me a proposal, and then last Tuesday they sent an email that they were withdrawing because they had two larger jobs come in and they can't do our project. So I got back in touch with Aurora Sign and said who they recommended. They're recommending Frost Electric. I got in touch with Craig at Frost Electric. I sent him the email with the requirements, and I have not heard back from him yet.
Have you contacted Eric yet?
Waiting for a call back.
Oh.
What I would like to do is put Craig in touch with Eric so that what he's going to do.
Okay. Maintenance proposal by R.J. O'Neill.
The board asked last month's meeting for me to try to negotiate a better rate from the $137.50. So I did get in touch with Kevin, the rep, and was able to negotiate it down to $125 an hour. Because that, and this is the revised proposal that's in your packet now. That was, I told them FICO's rate was $125, and they needed the match that. So they didn't have a problem with that.
It was the consensus of the facilities, physical facilities committee that we approve the R.J. O'Neill contract.
And I was asked to get references. They did in the past. They worked for Aurora Public Library under the former director, and then they had a contract there. But they are actively, they have a maintenance contract with Aurora. And this is a quote from Aurora on their satisfaction with the company doing it.
The only downside was that Trico said they wouldn't work with us anymore because it was a conflict. But basically R.J. O'Neill could do both what Trico was doing and what Thermal Systems was doing. So it's a one-year contract, so we're only tied into it for 1 year. If it pans out, then we can negotiate something for a longer period of time if we're happy with their performance. But I think that from the looks of their contract and the walkthrough that we did, I think it's a good company to work with.
Then I'd like to make a motion that we accept the R.J. O'Neill contract.
So before we vote on that, could we just, I feel that we can go ahead and approve it, but can we ask that the auto renewal be removed from the terms in Section H? Basically, if we don't tell them, the contract automatically renews unless we provide 30 days.
What page are you on?
I'm sorry, page 6, Section H, on terms.
It's a signature page.
Signature page.
Yes.
I would just ask them to remove the auto renewal from that, which they should be able to do without. Because otherwise, unless we're watching when this contract comes due, we're going to end up with another year.
Okay. I'll ask for that revision.
And then I remember in looking through this, was it this one or the other one that specified they don't work on the building automation system? Do we have any sort of system up there that automates any of the...
We should, but I think they said they had a contractor that could break down to that. But are we should have a contractor we would have to use our system. It looks like we use ABC controls.
We've had ABC.
Okay.
And we may be locked in with that.
And is ABC comfortable? If Trico's not going to do the building automation system, is ABC...
They're separate.
Okay. So it's not...
Even when Trico was here, I had to call ABC separately to come out because Trico couldn't do the work.
Okay. That's fine. As long as we have something. I'm good.
Motion's up.
And I'll second.
Danis?
Yes.
Forrestal?
Yes.
Edmund?
Yes.
Walter?
Yes.
Brundage?
Yes.
Crawford?
Yes.
Great. One more thing off our list.
So then the thermal systems?
Thermal systems is a non-thing.
Non-thing.
Do you need to say anything that we're not renewing with them?
We're not renewing with thermal systems.
Second.
All right, new business. Tax levy.
I have the letter typed up for Susan to sign after the board votes on the tax levy that I need to give the city a letter. Mm-hmm. So I have that typed up ready for her to sign.
So are we voting on a 4.86% increase? Is that what I'm understanding here when I look at this tax levy?
Yes. Without new construction. So the total tax revenue for that we'll collect next year would be $739,047.
Well, thing is, do we have to can we adjust this to lower?
We can adjust it lower. Mm-hmm. Why would we?
No, because we still
the tax bill is pretty high.
But we're not increasing the amount we're levying from individuals. It's the increased tax revenue to the cities. Mm-hmm. We're levying the same percentage to individuals, correct?
I do believe that is the same as we did last year, yes. Mm-hmm.
So here's the challenge we're going to have to face is with the minimum wage increase.
Yeah.
Yep.
We at least need to look at how that's going to impact our staffing costs before. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't think next year would be the right year to adjust that, considering it's a dollar increase kicking in into the next year, and it's going to be for the next, what, 5 years?
2025.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We need to understand that, and we should probably set aside a committee to start looking at that. I know that was in our goals for this year. Mm-hmm. I don't think we want to lower our revenue when we have to account for that.
That's true.
Up 100%. Yeah, because it was assessed at zero last year.
So it actually went up a little bit.
It went up a whole bunch.
Are we adopting this? Do we adopt this tonight and send it over to the city, or do we go to committee with this? Or when do
you adopt it tonight? Then Susan signs the letter.
I'll make a motion that we adopt the 2019 levy estimate of $739,047, which is a increase of 4.86% over last year's levy.
Second.
Roll call.
Yeah.
Forrestal?
Yes.
Hedman?
Yes.
Walter?
Yes.
Brindish?
Yes.
Crawford?
Yes.
Danis?
Yes.
So we'll send that to Susan, and she'll sign it.
I'll have her come over and sign this week.
All right, so next, those are for the work on digital signing.
We don't have it yet.
Proposal for chiller AC screens. This is also from the physical facilities.
Spending $4,483 for the screens, and on the flip side of that page, it shows approximate cost savings because these are remove the screen, hit them with a hose, and clean them out, put them back in. They're all magnetic.
And we pay $900 a year for
So the chillers run more efficiently if they're not plugged up with cottonwood. I don't think we can have everybody who's got a cottonwood tree cut it down. That would.
Since we're already over our estimate on development funds, and this is for building improvements, can this come out of development?
I think we've got enough money in outside building. We use the development funds for books and materials.
And computers and software and digital books.
So I don't want to take that away from the resources we need.
So I'll make a motion that we approve this proposal from Filter Services for $4,483 to provide the screens and the magnetic mounts.
And it's about a week turnaround time.
I think it's a good idea, so I'll second it.
Okay, Brundish?
Yes.
Crawford?
Yes.
Danis?
Yes.
Forrestal?
Yes.
Hedman?
Yes.
Walter?
Yes.
Next, removal of trees discussion. So, you want to start this one off?
Okay, we'll go there too. I asked Elisa to talk to Eric about removing. My original thought was to remove the 17 trees along Game Farm Road here because we spend a few thousand dollars a year, a couple times a year to clean the gutters because of the long needle pines. Oh yeah, I should have brought that. Eric is not suggesting we remove those trees. Pine trees are not real good at taking pruning. But we have, he did notice there are several trees behind this building and on the end of the new building over here that should be removed or at least trimmed up to allow some light, some sunlight to get in there. We're having mold and mildew growing on the side of the building. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of bushes that are around the air conditioners that need to be trimmed out or taken out. because they're causing problems with the condenser units over here, the compressor units over here.
So Eric's suggestion was?
To remove the trees that are back here and leave the trees that are out there.
Are they the same kind of tree?
There's some regular spruce back there, I believe, and then there is a couple of long needle pines.
And I think one of your suggestions was to have that tree trimmed down,
trimmed up from the bottom. The one that's right out this window here.
That's the one
trimmed up.
The one that's touching the gutters.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's probably a good idea just to trim the thing back so that we're not constantly getting jammed.
Yeah.
Gutters aren't getting jammed with needles.
Yeah.
The removal of the bushes along here, I think, is okay.
Yeah.
And then the small tree that was outlined in there as well. Did you write it brought up? Is that a transformer that looks like? See if we pull that tree out.
I'm
not
sure about the box.
Yeah, I'm not sure about the boxes there. What's in them? They might be electrical.
Well, the one is an AT&T box. That's for sure. Or Comcast, one of the two. I think if we don't take out the stump, removing the tree won't be a problem for that.
Right.
But it looks like it's only a tree of about 3 inches. So even just cutting the tree down, leaving the stump there, mm-hmm. is probably not a bad idea. Mm-hmm. I thought he said there was something, but he didn't give any, he doesn't have any pictures of what's over here.
On this side over
here? Yeah, at the end of the building here, which could be a problem, but yeah, it's this tree and all these bushes that are here that he's talking about removing. Was he talking about having his people or the parks department take them out, or?
They did come over and trim these that are right next to the AC units back mm-hmm. here.
Yeah.
That was before, but recently.
Recently.
Okay. But yeah, we need to do something about that one big pine tree that's right against the building.
And then the bushes.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's nice to hide them so the copper thieves don't see them. I don't know if we've had that problem around here, but.
Well, it'll have to be fit into their schedule.
Yeah, it may not be until spring before all that gets done.
I think it's a good idea because of the amount of cleaning and how these gutters are getting jammed.
Yeah. Well, this tree is only going to affect the backside of this building for the most part. I think a lot of it still comes from those trees that are along Game Farm. They get blown over onto the roof over here.
It's the really high gutters.
Yeah.
That they can't get to very good.
And they're just saying that removing those trees is why.
He didn't say. I'm the first one who would say if it's a healthy tree, don't take it out.
Right.
But these are costing us probably about $5,000 a year in gutter cleaning.
Yeah.
So one of the things at the facility meeting we talked, we're going to have Elisa look into gutter covers, gutter screens, see if that works, depending on the cost.
Those are highly visible too along the road there.
Yeah.
So yeah. I could understand why somebody wouldn't want to necessarily take those out too.
Right. So.
Well, the fall cleanup's scheduled mid November.
Okay. And that was somebody, we're hiring somebody?
It's our landscaper.
Okay.
And have we looked at our gutter cleaning costs recently? Gone out to bid on that?
It's minimal. It's like $750 when it came out. And it came out twice. satisfied with the person.
And they need to be cleaned again.
Do they use a ladder or like a lid?
They use a ladder.
It's pretty high.
And a lot of times they need to...
I wouldn't want to do it. Yeah.
A lot of times they need to disassemble the downspouts to clean them out because they get plugged up. And I heard, I'm not sure where, who I heard it from, but I heard something. The ones in the back of the building, they go into a tile that goes underground, a drain tile underground where that empty is probably into a storm sewer. And I heard somewhere that those were getting plugged up.
Oh, no.
So we need to, you know, whether they're getting plugged up with the... Of course, most of those diamonds that are on the roof that are supposed to hold the snow back.
They fall into the gutters.
They fall into the gutters and down the downspouts.
They collected a whole two giant bags of the bars, the triangles,
the points,
to throw away.
Yeah. So, I don't know, do I need to make a motion that you just be in contact with Eric?
I think you need to make a motion.
Okay. Well, I'll make a motion that we contact Eric and find out when he can come and trim our trees.
Also, I'm looking into getting a revised proposal for snow bars.
Okay.
I'll second the motion.
Crawford?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Forrestal?
Yes.
Hedman?
Yes.
Walter?
Yes.
Brendish?
Yes.
Okay, the last thing on there is from the physical facilities also.
Proposal for roofing and siding repairs.
Yeah. So we have on the back of the building, other than the new people on there, we know that we painted the building, well, it was 2 years ago. It was just before Elisa came on board. And there's some, probably because of the trees that are planted close to the building in the back, over by the adult, it's by the adult computers, out that window on the east side there. The paint is peeling because, and there's some siding damage because it's leaking in under the window. There was, as I recall, the contract that we had, there was a 25-year warranty on the paint. But it was only like maybe a 1-year warranty on the labor. So the repair costs to paint and prime three locations due to the water damage, seal the wood, trim, seal the window and wood trim, prime and paint would be $1,580. There's a couple of places where the siding has to be replaced on the front of the building. One place I know of is just to the left side of Elisa's windows. There's two small opaque windows. One of them you can see where the siding has come open or come off. I'm not sure where the second location is. Do you remember where that was?
Is in the back of the building. There's a couple of small spots.
Okay.
Which is corner.
Okay. And did you happen to look in the storage room up here? If the
the
hardy plank is up there?
I didn't look at
it. Okay.
There is some?
Yeah. Okay. So we shouldn't have materials for that. It would just be they need to get it out and cut it.
And paint it.
So okay. Should I ask for an adjustment on the car?
Because we're providing the siding for them. How much of, you know, that's probably minimal amount of this $1,170.
Yeah.
And they also gave us a proposal to remove all the triangles that are left on the roof and prime and finish finish coat the metal. We came to the conclusion that we should probably wait on that part of it and have the people that do the snow bars take care of that part. That would be part of the snow bar installation where they would remove and take care of refinishing the roof, the steel roof parts. So my only thought here with BP&T would be to do the repair work for the paint for $1,580 and repair the siding for $1,170 and not have them do the roof work. In fact, I will put that into a motion. Do the repair work to fix the water damage for $1,580 and do the siding work to replace the damaged sections for $1,170.
Which is a total of that? For a total of $2,750.
For a total of $2,750.
Has the cause of the water damage been resolved?
And it comes from the gutters overflowing and running down the side of the building.
So do we want to have it fixed before we...
Well, we want to have it fixed before it causes... Apparently there's water running into the building from around the windows. So we want to... Not into the building, but into the wall.
Okay.
So we need to get it fixed before it causes more damage.
I'll second the motion.
Crawford?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Forrestal?
Yes.
Hedman?
Yes.
Walter?
Yes.
Brundage?
Yes.
Okay. So, now we have executive session coming up. This is the personnel committee met. Earlier this month, this is for the director's review.
Do we have all the third stuff?
Yeah.
Okay. So I was going to say, otherwise we table it for whatever.
Do you have to go out of regular session into executive session?
Yeah, we do.
So I'm going to be sitting out by the CERT desk.
Okay.
So if somebody comes and gets me.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Dixie's going to
go home.
Okay. Thank you for coming.
Just
give me a second to pack up.
Sure. You could probably motion into... Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So I make a motion that we go into executive session to talk about the... director's review, annual review. This is for the appointment, employment, compensation, discipline, performance, or legal counsel for the public body, including hearing testimony on a complaint lodged against an employee of the public body or against legal counsel for the public body to determine its validity.
Sorry.
Jason.
You can make the motion, since I just lost my voice.
So,
oh, we got to wait for Crystal.
wanted to look out and make sure the cars were still there.
And we didn't get plowed away.
Okay. So then, so we're out of an executive session, and how's it we're going again?
We're going to make a motion to approve the amended review of the director that will be presented to her at a different time to be arranged.
In a second.
Okay.
An all in favor? For, is that an all in favor?
Yeah, that's an all in favor.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carried.
And then I make a motion that for the merit increase that we give the director a 3% increase.
Second.
And that's a roll call.
Yeah, it's a roll call. Thanks.
Hedman?
Yes.
Walter?
Yes.
Brendich?
Yes.
Crawford?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Forrestal?
Yes.
I assume that the goals will be in that review.
And then with no other business, I make a motion that we adjourn.
I'll second. So I'll go home.
I have to go out.